This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML,
fix my life.
Denny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
So we're still waiting for young Mitch to kind of grow up in different facets of his life. His entire life still seems to be about an hour south down 77, where he was born and raised.
He's a manlet.
Yeah. He still has a lot of stuff going on back there, and I understand it's hard to truly turn the page on these types of things, like where you get your hair cut, where you get your brakes done, and where you get your oil change, all that's all back at home because it's easy. It's what you understand, right? Well, now Mitch needs to go to the dentist, which, of course, is an hour away.
Yeah, it's not even in Strasburg. It's in a little town called Mount Eaton, like in the middle of nowhere, basically. It's a whole thing. They used to be in Strasburg. They moved their offices.
Okay.
I am not familiar with that
town. But clearly not convenient for you, especially with all that you've got going on, which we will have an update on what's going on in Mitch's life. Some new developments.
We have video evidence of what's going on in his life.
Right.
Regardless of that, we need to find you a dentist up here, which, of course, our listeners are going to be more than happy to help you out.
Yeah.
But we will try to help you out, at least in one area, a dentist that I think you should probably steer clear of.
See, I don't want to smile no more. I don't really want to go nowhere. You know, it's very embarrassing.
Nyla Martin says all she wanted was a great smile. She was even willing to pay thousands of dollars for one. But instead, she was left with pain and insecurity. She tells me she paid more than $3,000 for composite veneers at the Smile Lounge in Shaker Heights. She says she thought they were a reputable and licensed dentist office. But just 3 days after the procedure, Martin knew something wasn't right.
Every other month, I'm having breakage, I'm having things fall off.
Martin tells me every time she went back to get her teeth fixed, the procedure became more painful. 19 News did some digging into the Smile Lounge. According to Shaker Heights court records, the business is solely owned and operated by Jasmine Lyons. She's accused of unknowingly offering dental services without a license to an investigator with the Ohio Dental Board back in 2023.
Oh, no.
I decided to give the Smile Lounge a call. No one answered at first, but minutes later, I got a call back from somebody at the business. I was given price points for different services. When I asked if anyone who worked there had a dental license, I never got a clear answer. The person on the other side of the phone told me to reach out to their attorney. Noelle Williams, 19 News.
Oh, my.
All right, audio courtesy of 19 News. Yeah, when you're hearing veneers are going to cost $3,000, probably a clear indication that some bargains may not be all that what they are.
How much are veneers usually? Really?
It costs some people, you know, $50,000.
No.
Yeah, you can get crazy with veneers. I mean, you know.
Who operates a business being a dentist without being having a license?
I know.
Who lets them open up a business like that?
It's amazing. If you watch any movies from like the early 90s, right? All the Hollywood stars, they don't have perfect teeth. Now, if you look at anybody and you're like, how did they get perfect teeth? You could go back and look.
Yeah.
Everybody got veneers. They all got veneers.
I just didn't know they were that expensive. I had no idea. Yeah, Tom Cruise, you used to look back at his teeth back in the day, and then you look at his teeth now, and it's going, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that. I just didn't know they were that expensive. Don't you have to, when you start a business in a city, don't you have to present something to their city hall where you get zoned at and things like that? Like, you can't just, I can't just leave here and go down the street and rent a place and start a business. Don't I have to submit something to the city?
In the effort of time, I had to remove some parts of that story. This woman does have a dental assistance license from Colombia.
Yeah. So you could probably do teeth cleaning.
Colombia.
The country of Colombia.
Yes.
Not the Ivy League university.
No. What are you allowed to do as a dental assistant?
Yeah, probably clean teeth.
Probably assist them. Dentists.
Yeah, right. Who do the actual work. Yes, man. The stuff that they actually can do.
This poor lady.
All right, Mitch, what do you think? Is it worth it to save some money? You want those teeth looking... Those pearly whites.
I need them clean. I don't need anything to do with veneers. Well, I heard about the process.
I can clean teeth. They can clean your teeth down there.
I mean, if it's for a good price.
I mean, I'm sure they can get you in and out the door $39.99.
Yeah. Man, I clean my kids' teeth every morning, so.
Might as well. I got one of those little toothbrushes that's actually like a finger glove, and you just put it on and.
Oh, it does all the work for you.
I got to look at the website bubbles. Here.
You don't need a license for that.
This. Yeah. This is.
You know, I always laugh. I always laugh because you have, let's say you knew some women that went south of the border to go get some cosmetic surgery.
Oh,
and you
I've
see
heard
that,
of that
from time to time.
Yeah.
And, you know, 85% of the time, they got a great bargain and they tell their friends about it.
Yeah,
the problem
15,
is the other 15, not only do they botch the surgeries, it can lead to some things that cause, you know, life threatening situations.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not very good.
Not always the most sterile of environment, apparently, these places without the oversight needed.
I feel bad for I didn't realize that. I thought $3,000 would be a lot for that sort of thing. I didn't realize that's a bargain price.
Now, maybe if you had insurance paying for most of it. But I don't even know if you can get insurance for that unless for a cosmetic thing.
This is what I'm asking. So if you're opening up a business like this is in Shaker, right?
Yeah.
They just allowed
it. Who knows? That might have been... These are dentist office for the most part are small businesses,
what?
You know, and they are, so that could have been owned by someone else who started it and then they sold out.
But I was told, see, this is the thing though. I was told by a dentist that they could have been
you've got to be told by at least 4 out of 5 dentists.
I was told by a dentist. So maybe it was the fifth dentist that you have to be a dentist to own a dental office.
Yes. That's as far as I know. I know one very well. And
so they didn't. So in Shaker, they didn't go ahead and can we see some credentials before we?
I wonder if maybe they started out just doing routine teeth cleaning. And they're like, oh, we can make big money on this other stuff that we can do.
Are you even willing to allow that?
I mean, maybe they didn't know.
If I needed my teeth cleaned, I don't need to go to like Bob's Teeth Cleaners. I can just go to a dentist. That's where you go. You go to the dentist. And then the dental assistant does it, and then you go in there, and the dentist comes in and goes, okay, you're looking ship shape.
You never know if somebody's trying to upcharge you. You just go to one of these discount teeth cleaners.
All right, Josh and Berea. Hello.
So I have a perfect topic to this, or story to this topic.
We'll see.
I'm first generation. So my family, you know, they're citizens, but... they still, you know, go overseas to do their dental work. Both my parents now have to have their teeth redone because they did all that cheap dental work in Romania. And now my dad is fully dentured out at 55 years old. So do not get your teeth done by someone that can get you a good deal.
Your parents went all the way back to Romania to get their teeth done?
Yeah, because I guess they just, it's more affordable there.
But I don't know what the price of a ticket to Romania is.
Yeah, it's got to cancel out.
I've seen the prices, and let's just say the long haul is not worth it, because now they're paying even double because their teeth is all messed up.
Oh, my God.
So please, always get it done by a guy that's certified, a guy that's legit, and the dental assistants that are actually, you know.
Yep. It reminds me of that time when I told you in the podcast last week.
Mitch, you've been going to this dentist for a while, right?
All my life.
Yeah. At least you know what you're getting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It might be worth the hour drive.
I mean, I might be able to put you on to some people, but my God.
Also, if they don't tell me that I have as good as a smile as this doctor does, I'm going to be crushed.